Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
40. Today, Travis Kelce signs that two-year, $34 million extension through 2027. Trey, that contract is going to end when he turns 38. Jeez. What are your thoughts immediately on that?
Immediate thought is he won't make it that far. This is more of a we've rounded fourth base already. This is a more of a celebration run. But there's no way he makes it another 3 years, 4 years. So, you know, he's done what he can for the organization. I'm stoked for him. I think you and I were talking today with Strato and Hudson that,
yeah,
you know, maybe that money could have been allocated other places, but I think there's a point in time where, you know, there's something in front of you and you know it's the right thing to do and you just do the right thing. And I think that's what the Chiefs did today with Travis Kelce. He's obviously a Chief for life. He'll be in the Ring of Honor, absolutely. Shout out to Tom Ali, by the way. But
yeah,
future Hall of Famer. You know, this guy is, you know, maybe labeled as the greatest tight end of all time. So when there's something in front of you to do the right thing, the Chiefs did that today with Travis Kelce.
No, I love that. And the reason I bring it up is because I think it's worth talking, like rehashing what we talked about in our group chat there. Because of maybe some of the other implications that could come from allocating this money from a salary cap perspective to Travis Kelce, we know that there are some pending free agents here over the next year or two that could be worth extending or signing to a second contract, being a lot of those guys are on rookie deals today. McDuffie, Karlaftis, Bolton, Trey Smith, and Creed Humphrey being the big ones. Out of that bunch, and then a couple of veteran guys like Tooney and Reed who could end up getting a second contract in Kansas City as well. You know, I think we were kind of talking about it where it's like, hey, this is the right thing to do, like you just said, right? I think that it's great on the Chiefs because of what he's done from a team-friendly perspective and some of his other contracts not being the highest paid tight end in most of those scenarios. But just looking at this year, Nick Bolton, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, all those guys set to hit free agency, and all of them, I think, are deserving of a second contract here in Kansas City. I think it's going to put us in a position where we're going to have to make some tough decisions, but I think you're in a place where maybe we can make it work.
Yeah, so just specifically talking Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, I think there's opportunity to keep both of those guys on the team for for an extension, you know, past what their rookie deal is. So I think... And three focus guys right now is Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. And I think the focus goes to Nick Bolton. I really honestly think something would have gotten done this offseason if he didn't battle those injuries throughout the season. If he was healthy all year, top five in tackles in the NFL. I mean, he led the league in tackles in the postseason. So we know he's still got the ability. It's just for the Chiefs, I think they're trying to figure out what the longevity of Nick Bolton is. Absolute stud. One of the top middle linebackers in the league. With the interior guys on the O-line, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, I think there's a conversation where we could look at those guys both getting extended. And I think there's going to have to be some restructuring. You know, where that is, I don't know. Today you mentioned Juwan Taylor. I think that's an automatic that has to happen, especially if we see the same thing out of him that we saw this last season with all the penalties. Obviously not playing up to that hype or that standard that we signed him at. And then I think a restructure from Joe Tooney is kind of needed. Maybe a 1 or 2 year deal to tack on to the end of what he's got. He could finish out the career here in Kansas City and have, you know, he's got rings on both hands at this point, doesn't he? He's got several with Tom Brady and the Patriots, eh?
He's got two over there and I think two with us. He missed out on the 2019 ring. Okay. So four rings for Joe Tooney. Stacking up a Hall of Fame resume.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he's still a top five guard in the league. So you look at our interior offensive line, we're a top two interior offensive line. You're going to have a left tackle still on a rookie deal, whether it's Wanya Morris or it's the guy we picked up from BYU. Either way, you're on a rookie deal, unless we go out and sign a Donovan Smith. But at this point, why do you do that? So I think there is opportunity to sign both of those guys and for a couple other names that you mentioned, Reed, specifically, I don't think he's in the realm of getting an extension just because look at what we've done in the past with defensive backs where we draft those guys, build them for 3 or 4 years, and then kind of move on. Whereas we kind of saw the same situation with the Honey Badger where he hit, you know, he played that 3-4 seasons with us. You know, thank you. Adios, amigo. And we moved on to the next guy. So whether we sign a veteran in place of Justin Reed after he moves on, I just don't see Justin Reed getting an extension to play with the Chiefs after this.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be something that'll be interesting. Here's my thought process on Justin Reed in particular, and then we'll kind of work backwards from there. Justin Reed is not quite 30 yet and won't be. I think he'll be like 27, I think is what I saw in that scenario, where he's going to be hitting free agency at the end of this season. So, you know, where I agree with you, that's really not been the MO previously where we're signing those guys to second contracts. Tyrann Mathieu was knocking on the door of 30 at that point when he hit free agency for us that first time around. So, I mean, there's a chance. I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion, but there's going to be some tough decisions that are made, even with the flexibility and creativity that the Chiefs tend to have in contract negotiations where it's like, hey, restructure here. And maybe we'll allocate this much as a signing bonus where our cap's like $8 million, like what we saw with the Chris Jones deal, to give the team that flexibility year over year. We've seen what Joe Tooney's contract has provided to us, but now we're at a point where those final 2 years on his contract are ballooning, right? He's got over $25 million on those last 2 years and not a lot of flexibility to push that down the line without an extension. So an extension coming with Tooney, my thought process is, okay, let's say we do sign Creed Humphrey, we sign Trey Smith. Now we have four of our five starting offensive linemen on second, third contracts, and you're at a point where even if the salary cap increases, do you really want to allocate that much of your percentage of your resources to the offensive line? I mean, you're protecting $500 million asset, so maybe you do. Right.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, what does the team look like at that point in time? Are we going to need to allocate more money to wide receiver? Because as it looks right now, there's uncertainty within that position, knowing Brown's on a 1 year deal. And we don't know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice and his legal situation. So, I mean, there's just a lot of balls in the air that I think need to fall into place before we're looking at what contracts look like. And we're definitely jumping the gun on this thing with that conversation. Oh, yeah. But it's fun to speculate and just kind of see where we're going to go. And honestly, we're in a very fortunate position to see the Chiefs have this abundance of talent that are set to hit, you know, the free agent market that they have to make these decisions on. Because if it was the other way around and it was like, okay, we just had this one draft pick that's panned out, then maybe Veach wouldn't be our GM for as long as he's been. So I think there's a lot of fun speculation there, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, we got to see what happens with so many other things.
Yeah. Yeah, and to tap into something real quick before we move on to the draft picks, something for Chiefs fans to kind of ponder around on that thought is that the Super Bowl that we lost, you know, what's the root cause that we lost that? The O-line, right? They got absolutely destroyed that game. And then you look at last year where we had, you know, the worst receiving core in the NFL and was still able to pull it off. So not saying you're wrong at all, just saying something to ponder for the Chiefs fans out there and think about for, I mean, 9 months at this point.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.